World's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
A little bit stressful here this morning. Some technical, excuse me. Let's clear that throat out. Some technical difficulties here at Coach Dave Live. And just want to acknowledge and thank Spencer and Jared and all those guys down there who have tried. See, I'm in Ohio, and this program is broadcast or produced, whatever you would call it, through the miracle of the internet, produced in Mount Pilot, Barney and Andy territory, literally Mount Pilot, North Carolina. This show is broadcast at Mount Airy. Okay, Mount, who cares? Someplace down there says, hey, I'm Andy. I look for Goober every time I Gomer Pyle every time we turn the thing on. So I just thankful to those guys down there that somehow keep us going. I don't know if I need a new computer. I'm having sound issues. Crazy. Hey, other than that, you guys don't care. Good to see y'all. Sorry for if we're a little bit late here on my end. We're doing the best we can, trying to figure out what's going on. Man, golly, there's just so much going on. Just so much. Let me start right here. Spencer, if you could, get Psalm. Let me get my Bible working. Psalm 15 ready. You don't have to get it up on the screen yet. Psalm 15. You know, we are in an age of chaos. I don't know if you really know that or not. I keep hitting my glasses. Can I tell you why? I'm frugal. These are dollar store glasses. These glasses are literally plastic dollar store. They scratch all the time. Sometimes I can't see. So if I'm constantly doing my glasses, it's because I can't read the screen without my glasses. So I turn like that, maybe. So bear with me here. Maybe I need to get some new glasses down here on the screen. We're in an age of chaos. And whether we realize it or not, Steve Quayle, again, was one who told me a bahu and a dahu. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form. Spencer, I don't know. This would be a good... see if you can look that up and see if you find those. Void and without form, a bahu and a dahu. When God created the earth, whatever that would have been like, we don't even know really what that means. A bahu and a dahu. That's what it was. Void and without form. There it is. Thanks, Spencer. I'm going to give you, I'll send you $2. What does it mean that the earth was void and without form? See, I'm getting it wrong. Tahu and bahu are translated as without form and void. Did you guys know this? Did you ever learn any of this in your Presbyterian church? The phrase without form and void in Genesis 1 refers to the earth's initial state as described in the Bible. The Hebrew words tohu and bohu, I get it wrong all the time, I'm sorry, are translated as without form and void, respectfully painting a picture of an unformed, uninhabited, chaotic state. This description is not merely about physical emptiness, but also about a lack of order and purpose. Dudes, is that where we are today? Huh? Are we returning to a emptiness, lack of order and purpose? Do you believe that still today, people are fighting against the two genders? They're still fighting against that. See, there's something deeply, deeply spiritual going on, and it's more than just stupidity. It is a, for lack of a better term, it is a, well, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, by the way, I hadn't planned any of this, that because we rejected the truth, the Lord would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. Spencer, can you find that maybe? Folks, let's pray for Vinny right now. Vinny's got to go do an emergency with his with his mother. Is that what I saw there, Spence? Is that what he said? Vinny, we just, Lord, we just lift up Vinny and his mother. And Father, we're thankful, first of all, that Vinny is a faithful son. And Father, we just pray that you would touch his mother, that that situation would, peace and calm would come into that situation, and that Vinny will handle it in a way that brings glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Void and without form, chaotic, chaos. It's everywhere that we look. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you would want to say it, listen to me. Those of us in the church do not understand what's going on. We don't understand. I think it's Second Thessalonians, Spencer. We rejected the truth. Because we rejected the truth, the Lord sends a strong delusion that we would be. Check, just Google strong delusion, see if that comes up. Delusion, deluded, deluded. What does it mean to be deluded? Deluded means what? You begin to believe, and for this cause, that Spencer, I'll send you $2 in the mail. In fact, let's go up to number one. This wasn't on the chart, folks. Bear with me, okay? Now we beseech you, brothers. Imagine somebody writes you a letter today and says this to you. We beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. And that word there at hand means imminent, at hand. It's at hand. It could come at any time, including 2,000 years ago. But let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Let a man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Antichrist, we give it the term Antichrist. I don't know. There's a falling away, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Okay, so there's the battle. Remember, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. There, it's the same battle. It's the same battle. Right there it is. Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Well, there's his worship. So that he, as God, sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, right? Huh? He's bringing a strong delusion. And remember, you're not, when I was with you, I warned y'all about this, right? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Can you scroll it up a bit, Spence? Back then, the mystery of iniquity was already at work. Only he who now let, folks, the enemy is out to destroy everything righteous, everything God has formed and created. You could call it the Antichrist spirit, the devil, Beelzebub, call it whatever you want to. There is a cataclysmic spiritual war going on right in front of us that manifests itself in the lives of everyday people. Okay? And this mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now loveth will let until he be taken up. So in other words, the Holy Spirit's blocking all this craziness from going on. So the way I read it, right? And when he's taken out of the way, then shall the wicked be revealed. We're going to see it for what it is. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the workings of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Let me stop right there. That's what's going on right now. After the working of Satan, all power and signs and lying wonders. That's the spiritual war. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. The perishing are the ones who know not the truth. They are perishing, right? And all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them who perish, who don't understand the truth. Because why? They received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So in this right here, 2 Thessalonians, the Lord talks to us about saved folk and unsaved folk. And it says those unsaved folk are nuts, basically is what he's saying. It's a spirit blinding them. Those unsaved folks are nuts. And then watch this. They didn't love the truth. They didn't love the truth. And then for this cause, God. What? And for this cause, God shall say, all right, boys, go ahead and believe that crap. Go ahead and believe boys can be girls and girls can be. Go ahead and believe that stuff. Go ahead and believe, because the enemy always operates through deception. Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. And for this cause, God sends the strong delusion that those who are not believers are going to believe the lie, that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Friends, that's what we're dealing with right there. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know where we are in end times. I don't have any idea. I know this. I'm in my end times. I'm 72 years old. Feel like I'm 10 on the inside sometimes. Feel like I'm 80 on the outside sometimes. But I am where I am in this progression of the gospel and what we call creation. I am where I am. And I don't know if I'm going to be raptured tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But I know this, every day I strive to know the truth and to speak the truth but I'm going to also tell you, I'm not afraid for somebody to show me that I'm wrong.
Amen.
If I'm wrong, please show me. Please show me if I'm wrong. Now, I got a couple emails. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Somebody thought I was harsh with Rochelle yesterday. Rochelle, I wasn't trying to be harsh with you. I heard from several people. Look. Here's where Coach Spencer, maybe we need to cut this clip so people understand this. Okay, hang on. I do not worship Donald Trump. I do not worship Donald. How many times do I have to say that? How many times do I have to say that I do not worship Donald Trump? I've got my eyes on Donald Trump. You're not going to come here ever and hear me sing the praises of what a great Christian man Donald Trump is. You will never hear me say that. But I ask this question. In the last election, Spencer, are you listening? Okay, Spencer, in the last election, who were the two choices to be president? Can you say it so everybody can hear you, Spencer?
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Those were our two choices. So it's very, very easy for me. I ain't voting for Kamala Harris because she wants to murder babies. It's over for me. My choice is made. Now, do I think Donald Trump is the end-all, the lesser-all? I said yesterday that God raises up kings and he sets down kings. And I would say this, that Donald Trump is right exactly where he's supposed to be today, and I got my eye on that boy. But I'm going to tell you this, Christianity is more welcome today by Donald Trump than ever by Joe Biden, ever by Barack Obama, ever, ever, ever in my lifetime. Open to the gospel today. Now, the question is, will the church step into that gap? I'm not here to sing the praises of Donald Trump. I'm here to show you that we have a window. We have a window. We have what appears to be a friend in the White House. Is he a friend? I don't know. I got my eye on him. Is he, what's that word? Is he a Zionist? Oh, I got my eye on him. I don't know. I know this. He ain't Kamala Harris. And where we are right now today gives the church an opportunity to be the church. That is my position. I don't want one more email from anybody telling me that I got to stop worshiping Donald Trump. Can I make it very, let me say this one more time. I don't trust Donald Trump. I don't trust Donald Trump. I don't trust, I could run down a litany of million. I don't trust some pastors. And I'm more concerned about that than Donald Trump, to be honest with you. Some of you can't trust family members. You don't have to say amen. You don't have to say amen. Some of you apply a different standard to Donald Trump or the president, whoever that might be, than you do to people in your own family or your own mayor.
Amen, Coach.
I know. I'm nailing it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. So here we are. It is what we have. He is who the president is. Now, what did I say the other day? The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We're either going to show up now or we ain't never going to show up. and you can claim, you can get into your theology all you want to and talk about, well, it's the end times and Jesus is coming and the rapture. Okay. Did Jesus tell you just to sit there in a corner in your church and wait for the rapture? No. And I don't know if we can get any more of a sign from Trump that it's okay to be Christian in America today. Is he a Christian? I don't know. But he said it's okay to be one. He's surrounding himself with Christians. So please spare me the emails, because my blood pressure goes to about 900 when you guys are accusing me of something I don't even believe. Cool. We all friends. Okay, cool. I got some stuff here. Jesus returned to claim God's footstool. Yeah, amen. Okay, so look, the annual huddle, get it up there again real quick. I got to hurry up here. Annual huddle. Come on, man. Come and join us. It's going to be a great time of fellowship. We're still working on, how much the cost is going to be. It's probably going to be, in the neighborhood of, I think it was $75 last year. We give a husband and wife, would give you a deal. Yeah, you got to find your own stuff to say. Make it a vacation and just come and be part of the fellowship. That's all. Just make it, just come and be part of it. And we're going to have testimony time, and you're going to get to see some of these people face to face. And I know it's Father's Day weekend. I get it. But it is when it is. June 13th, June 15th. You really can't register yet because we don't have the registration set up, because I got so many balls in the air that I got to get settled. But put on your calendars a national huddle, okay? We'd love to. Come on, man. Wouldn't you guys like to sit around the campfire and talk to Randy? Wouldn't you like to sit around the campfire and pick Craig's brain? Wouldn't you like to sit around the fire? Get to know somebody. That's kind of where I am with it, okay? Oh, Lord. Okay. Pray. Psalm 15 today. Who's going to read Psalm 15 for me today? I can do it, but I want somebody else to do it. Somebody volunteer. Come on, children. Somebody come on in here. All right, good. Craig. Craig says he'll read it. Craig ain't shy. All right, Craig, go ahead.
All right. So I have Spencer keep it up because I don't have my scriptures in front of me. It says, Psalm 15, the Lord shall abide in thy tabernacle.
No, Craig. Sorry. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Thank you. That's no problem. I'm reading it off the little screen here.
That's all right, bro. That's all right.
Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
Hey, Craig, stop a minute. That's a question, folks. It's a question. Did you ever read a Bible and when you read it, you answer the question it asks? Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle and who shall dwell on your holy hill? You ever ask yourself that? Are you abiding in this tabernacle? Are you dwelling in this holy hill? Go ahead, Craig.
He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart.
That's who's in there? That's who's in the Lord's tabernacle? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh in the truth of his heart. That guy's in there. Okay, go ahead.
He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt.
Yeah.
But honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, but changeth not.
Amen.
He that putteth not out his money to usury, that be the Federal Reserve.
Scroll down, Spencer. Scroll down.
Nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Wow. That's five sentences of wham, isn't it, folks?
And kaboom.
We could just on that one. Go back up there, Spence, the very top. Okay. Who's going to be in your tabernacle, Lord? Who's going to dwell on your holy hill? He that walks uprightly and worketh righteousness, speaketh the truth in his heart. Huh? But not he that backbiteth. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor take approach against his neighbor. Good, huh? Right? In whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. And he that putteth out, not out his money to the usury, don't charge interest, nor taketh the reward against sin, he that doeth these things shall not be moved. Wow. Wow. Pete put in the chat Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from the deceitful and wicked men. Wow. Huh? You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me, your light and your truth. That's Psalm 43. Good catch there, Pete. Good catch. Amen. Amen. Kind of leads me into a couple of things I want to throw up on the screen here before we get to, I got a thousand. I'll go pause again. I've been trying to, what I'm getting to talk, going to talk about today, I've been trying to talk about 4 days and haven't been able to, because the Holy Spirit still prompts me that somebody out there has got something they want to say. Anybody right now?
I'll just say one thing, Coach. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So we get into this discussion of, you know, Passover and Easter and how they, you know, it's Easter is the first full Sunday after the first full moon. You know, that was deception to get you off from understanding the scriptures.
Right.
So if the first full moon, and I believe that the crucifixion and I believe that the Exodus were both on a full moon at the highest point. That would mean, if we looked at it this year, okay, that the full moon was this Saturday at 8:22 p.m. That would mean that Christ was buried after 6 p.m. on Saturday. So then if you go 24 hours, that would be Sunday at 6 p.m. And you go another 24 hours, that would be Monday at 6 p.m. And you go another 24 hours, which would be 72 hours, which happens to be he sent out the 72, remember?
Right.
That would be tonight at 6 p.m. So if we go off that model, that means resurrection day would be sometime after 6 p.m. today.
It wouldn't be on Easter Sunday? It wouldn't be on Easter Sunday?
Not by God's calendar. Right. Not by the Roman Catholic Church. Not by the, you know, Roman Catholic Church. No.
Right.
It would be this Wednesday.
So Craig,
which was probably the day he was crucified, to be honest with you. So
Craig, what is Easter again, folks? Just kind of a little information for those of us out there who really don't understand. I don't want this to sound critical. We believe things that we don't really have any understanding of. Can somebody out there explain to us when is Easter as we celebrate it today? Like I said the other day, we always know Thanksgiving is the last Thursday in November. It's always the same. We always know Christmas is December 25th. We always know April Fool's Day is April 1st. But we don't always have a date when we can say it's Easter.
Well, I can explain that to you, Kevin.
Okay, do it for us, Clark.
They always use the spring equinox, which is March 21st, okay?
What is the equinox, Craig?
12 hours a day, 12 hours a night.
Equal night. Equal nox, equal daylight. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that's step one. Step two is you got to have a full moon. See, this is where the full moon comes in. All right. So we had a full moon last Saturday.
First Sunday right. After the first full moon, after this equinox. That's when it is. Keep going.
That's part two, right? Okay. So that went from last Saturday into Sunday. So what they said is you got to go to the next Sunday after the first full moon, the next Sunday, because sometimes a full moon happens on a Wednesday. Sometimes it happens on a Monday. Sometimes it happens on a Friday. Anyways, so the next Sunday is what they said. Okay, now we can have Easter. Okay,
Craig, let me, according to what you just told us, though, Craig, Christ may not have risen on Sunday.
No, he rose on it was 3 days after the full moon.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, it was 3 days after the full moon, you know, and it's always tied to the harvest season. And so what are they getting ready to, you know, harvest right now in Israel? Barley, Okay, so that's the first fruits, right? That's the barley first fruit harvest. Okay, it's in springtime, and we consider March 21st the beginning of the spring, right?
Right.
So that's what they do. So they use March 21st. What the Roman Catholics kind of did is they said, okay, let's make it really hard to understand. Okay, let's really confuse the whole thing. Kind of sounds like,
let's not just give it a day, right?
Right. You know, did God really say don't eat off the tree of knowledge? Yeah, he pretty much did. So, anyways,
amen.
Christ will be rising after. I mean, and he's already risen. What I'm just saying, if you want to walk the steps, I think it would be after 6 p.m.
I wonder if Stephanie's listening out there. I say Stephanie because she's a former witch. Or pagan, whatever. Would it be, look, I'm just asking the question, okay? Has Easter been paganized? Folks, come on. Who is Easter eggs? Easter eggs? What? We color Easter eggs? Bunnies lay Easter eggs? Fertility? What is Easter? So again, sometimes I sound like not a very good Christian, but I just kind of, I just read and think. I'm not against Easter, okay? I'm not against Easter. I'm pro-Easter. But I think there's been a lot of shenanigans that's going on in times of memorial that kind of changed the truth of God into a lie and worship things. Paganist things that have crept in. I'm going to say this. I'm a former Catholic. I'm not making fun of Catholicism. I used to go Ash Wednesday. They put ashes on my forehead. Why'd we do that? Put ashes on my forehead? I understand it. I mean, I understand why. Remember, man, you're destined to dust, you shall return. So somewhere along the line, we have the blending of the Bible with pagan tradition. Somebody say, keep telling me, Coach. I get it, Coach. Don't get mad at me. I'm just asking you a question. I would think that the putting of ashes on your forehead is kind of paganistic. Would anybody disagree with that? Would anybody disagree with me that the coloring of Easter eggs from a chicken would... Something not right there, isn't it? Something not right.
Amen, Coach.
And the Bible says that evil men have crept in unaware, changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. I'm all for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank God for his resurrection. But I'm not sure it's on Easter Sunday. Angie, am I okay saying that? I'm looking for a friend out there. Somebody's beeping. Is it okay to say that? I'm all for Easter Sunday, but I don't, I'm not, Stephanie, what Stephanie says, our former pagan says, listening on your website, have babies here. Okay, absolutely. Easter has been taken over, paganized. She's a former pagan, former witch. Is now bunny rabbits, eggs, which is fertilization fetishes for rituals to Ishtar. Well, that'll get you thrown out of church, won't it? When you start talking about, here we are on Easter Sunday, celebrating a pagan holiday, much like Christmas, by the way, much like Christmas. Except on Christmas, we do know it's on the 25th. That Jesus' birthday was on the 25th. Do we know that it was on the 25th? No, but that's when tradition celebrates it, on the 25th. Not, by the way, not the first full moon after the first 6-inch snow following Thanksgiving. We know that Christmas is December 25th. Do we know why? I don't know. So again, these are the things that spur me on. And this is why when people say, you got to stay away from Coach Dave, he's religious. I try not to be religious at all. I'm not. Folks, religion's got us in this mess. You want my opinion? I'm going to move on. Please don't send me an email. Please. Don't send me emails over that. I love your emails. I love your emails. Pull up stupid people. It's a standalone email. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You remember Dietrich Bonhoeffer? This is America today, folks. This is America today. Spencer, you got it, don't you? Yes, you do. It says stupid people. It's in stuff. Stupid people, Bonhoeffer. Here we go. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, stupidity is more dangerous enemy of good than malice. One may protest against evil. It can be exposed and, if need be, prevented by use of force. We can overcome evil. Evil always carries within itself the germ of its own subversion in that it leaves behind in human beings at least a sense of unease. See, evil can be overcome with good and with the truth, all right? But against stupidity, we're defenseless. Neither protests nor the use of force accomplish anything against stupidity. Reason falls on deaf ears. Facts that contradict one's prejudgment simply need not believed. In such moments, the stupid person even becomes critical. And when facts are irrefutable, they're just pushed aside as inconsequential, as incidental. Stop. I want you to think COVID as you're reading this, okay? I said to my wife this morning, we know of another person who's sick from the COVID show. We know of another one. And I said to her, pick up your toes, folks. Pick up your toes. How could Christians have been so stupid to take that shot? How could Christian leadership be so stupid as to tell the people under their influence to inject a poison into their own body? This is what Bonhoeffer's talking about. Neither protest nor the use of force accomplish anything against stupidity. Reason falls on deaf ears. Facts that contradict one's own prejudgment simply need not be believed. In such moments, the stupid person even becomes critical. Have you ever tried? Have you tried recently to get one of your friends to use ivermectin? Still won't use ivermectin. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Still amen. Won't use it. Huh? Even though we know the science is out, ivermectin's good. Ivermectin does good stuff for you. Why? Stupid person. And when the facts are irrefutable, they're just pushed aside as inconsequential. In all this, the stupid person, in contrast to the malicious one, is utterly self-satisfied and being easily irritated becomes dangerous by going on the attack. Boy, Bonhoeffer is, huh? Yeah, anybody facing that out there? Huh? Not only they say you're crazy, they attack you. For that reason, greater caution is called for when dealing with a stupid person than with an evil one. Wow. Never again will we try to persuade the stupid person with reason, for it is senseless and dangerous. Wow, is that good? Is that good? And so Donald Trump comes along. I'm sorry I used that name. Donald Trump comes along and says there's only two genders, and can you believe the stupid people that want to fight that? Can you believe the educated, stupid people that still think there's more than one gender? It's unbelievable, is it not, folks? Does that go back to what we just talked about? Yes or no? I think it does. Oh, I got some stuff for you. I got some stuff for you. David Arthur's got his hand up. Come on in, David Arthur. You were a stupid person for a long time. I was a stupid person for a long time.
Hey, I was. So I just found out last weekend that from a couple who left the Jehovah's Witness cult that the organization as a whole mandated all of their members to be vaccinated. And those who did not get vaccinated were not allowed onto the properties. So imagine how many of them went and got vaccinated in the name of their religion.
Amen. Huh? Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It is absolutely unbelievable. Craig says Israel's 95% vaccinated. Hey, Craig, don't make me jump on that horse right now. I don't want to jump on that one. Okay. Let me show you some good stuff here real quick. Okay. I want to encourage you. I always want to encourage you. Number one, pull that up there. This is just informational. Then I'm going to open it up and we can talk about everyone talk about. I got some great stuff. Did you know this, friends? Alabama reaffirms gold and silver as legal tender. What? In Alabama, they just passed a law that you can use gold and silver as legal money. Now, this is going to get jacked on, right? Scroll down a little bit in this article, because did you guys know that right now, according to the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, right, stay right there, never repealed as far as I know. Spencer, can you highlight that? Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution reads, no state, not federal government, not Federal Reserve, no state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Did you guys know that? Did you know that the American dollar is unconstitutional? With the creation of the Federal Reserve back in 1913. Silver and gold is legal money. By the way, scroll back up there, Spencer. I think they're like the eighth state to do this. Did you guys know this was going on? I didn't know this was going on. A firm gold and silver legal tender, market line step, right, again, if I'm a bond, sure as a woman, measured back by through legislature, somewhere down there tells us how many states have already done it. I had no idea. While inflation continues to erode the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, encouraging stable, time-tested, and constitutional terms like gold and silver is common sense. This marks the fifth pro-sound money law enacted in 2025. States, did you guys know that? I didn't know that. Wyoming has an Idaho, Kentucky. I didn't know that. Did you guys know this? I didn't know it. Okay, threw that up there for you. Chew on that. Do what you want to, because, Jack, it is constitutional money. David Arthur, your hand's still up. I don't know if it needs to be or not. Then I want to show you this. I love to show you good stuff. I want to encourage you. Number three, let this encourage you. Number three. This movie, The King of Kings, breaks an all-time record, $19 million at the box office. Folks, people are open to the gospel. And unfortunately, Hollywood hates the gospel. However, they love money. Snow White, can you pull that up there real quick? The latest production of the movie Snow White. I don't know if you guys follow this or not. The latest production, big movie, Disney turned out a remake, woke Snow White. They've lost unbelievable amounts of money. People are not woke. Maybe this will make Disney go broke. Literally, millions and $43 million, and they ain't going to look at that, folks. Snow White had a disappointing first week at the box office. It opened with $43 million domestically, an additional $44 million overseas, bring it to $87 million. However, film saw a steep drop of 66% in the second week. Earnings 14.2, and somewhere in here it would tell you how much they invested in it, and they are losing their shirt. Huh? Oh, yeah. They're $240 million. Disney Snow White, folks, the overall cost of the movie was between $450 and $500 million. And how much have they taken in at the box office? Maybe 270 million.
5%.
Huh? Oh, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Okay, pull up number four. I love this. And then I'm going to open. I got a lot of good stuff. I'm going to open it up to you because I appreciate what you all have to say out there. Disney owned Sound of Freedom. That's right, Craig. They owned Sound of Freedom. And they didn't want to put that movie out there. Owen Schroyer. Gotta love this. I want to do this in my next life. this is what I want to do. Owen Schroyer, who was part of InfoWars, I don't know if he still is or not. Owen Schroyer, who went to jail because of J6. He was incarcerated for a short time. Owen Schroyer shows up at a presentation where James Comey is making the presentation. And of course, all the SEALs, they all want to come and hear what James Comey has to say. And Owen Schroyer shows up. This is great. Go ahead.
Fired FBI Director James Comey, the deep state hero James Comey, the Democrat hero James Comey, you did it. He illegally investigated Donald Trump. Thank you, Comey, for weaponizing the FBI against Donald Trump. Thank you for covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes and setting the stage for the FBI to cover up the Biden crimes, too. Come on, y'all. Let's hear it for James Comey. Come on, we love the FBI. We love the federal government. Why? You guys, why? You don't love the FBI? You guys don't appreciate James Comey weaponizing the government against Donald Trump? Come on, James. You should be happy. Donald Trump is the bad guy. We should be happy Comey weaponized the government against Trump. What the heck? I don't understand. He's a hero.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. I don't know why these people aren't as excited as me. Sorry, my excitement, officer.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want to do when I grow up. That's what I want to do when I grow up. Did you see those? How many people in that room do you think took the vax? How many? Come on, huh? It's the same. A strong delusion that they would believe a lie. That's, folks, that's what we're dealing with. Okay, so either somebody's going to come in or I'm going to talk about something else because I got a lot more good stuff.
Keep going. Keep going.
Come on in, Dale.
Coach, did you happen to read that thing that I sent you last night?
I sure did.
On that family that was, they kidnapped their kid. And Chad, they moved to Texas to get away from Massachusetts that was trying to mandate the vaccine. And Texas allowed the court, whatever, police to come down there and take them out of Texas because the family refused to have their children vaccinated. That's going on right up there in Jack's neck of the woods.
That's right. I'm looking for it now, Dale. I meant to put that in there and didn't. Folks, you understand? The police came and seized five children, because Texas, because the parents refused to vaccinate one of the children. The police came, Children's Services, the police came. Friends, this just happened. This isn't 5 years old or 4 years old. This just happened. They came and maybe somebody can dig that up for me.
I can read it to you, Coach. I got it.
Go ahead, Dale. Read it to me.
Okay, here we go. Let me scroll up to the top. It's got a little bit of length to it. Okay. Massachusetts just kidnapped five children from parents who refused to vaccinate their nine-month-old baby. When the parents fled the state to protect their family, they were arrested. This is one of the darkest stories of the year. Isaiah Riviera and Ruth are homeschooling parents of five. They told their pediatrician they were skipping vaccines for their baby. They cited religious reasons. Days later, DCF, not sure what that means, showed up at their door. Their crime? Medical autonomy. After a pushy confrontation with their pediatrician, some guy from Iran, Coach, he's from Iran, the parents decided to switch to a new family doctor. Unfortunately, that didn't go over well. On their final visit, this doctor is a weird name, who trained in Iran, allegedly threatened them. Vaccinate the baby immediately or he would report them to the DCF with a 51A. After initial contact with the DCF, the Rivieras made the choice to leave Massachusetts for Texas, fearing for their child's safety. Why? Well, they knew that they were coming and they didn't trust the system that treats religious objections like crimes. Unfortunately, instead of protecting them, they were met with a manhunt an Amber Alert was issued alongside charges of kidnapping and media smear campaigns. The real shocker, the Rivieras were completely denied due process. The judge rubber-stamped a care and protection order without hearing, without evidence, and without notifying the parents. The couple was caught in Texas last month for daring to protect their children. They were dragged back to Massachusetts in handcuffs. Handcuffs, Coach. Ruth now faces jail time, and the baby remains under supervised visitation. Meanwhile, this doctor from Iran continues practicing medicine without facing any consequences for his role in the state-sponsored trauma. This situation has turned into a complete nightmare. Scenarios of these loving parents. Disagree with vaccine? Lose your kid. Refuse religious grounds? Go to jail. Try to escape? Get hunted down. There you go, Coach.
There you are, folks. Hey, the war continues. Folks, we're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of it. Have you ever seen states so blatantly disregard the federal government the way that you're seeing now? Now, hang on. That's sort of a good thing, isn't it? It's good that the states are exerting their autonomy. That's good, but not for wicked stuff. By the way, Spencer, I just sent you a new email. A new one. Pull that one up for me.
Well, Coach, here's my problem with this. In Louisiana, one of these doctors from New York shipped with them abortion pills to Louisiana, which is a felony down here. And New York says, you can't come to our state and get them. Oh, but Texas allows these guys from Massachusetts to come down and swoop up this family. But this doctor, and it killed the girl in Louisiana, and Louisiana can't go get that doctor in New York?
Selective prosecution. I got this from our friend, Dr. Paul Goslin. Are you ready for this, folks? Mass Resistance. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. This is a great group of people, man. This is a website you ought to check regularly. In fact, I don't. I should. New law mandates that all nursing homes in Massachusetts must include and celebrate full LGBT agenda passed in corrupt informal sessions. What? The law was passed by 5 House members and 3 senators. Having relatives in a nursing home can be stressful enough, but now Massachusetts has legislated that the full LGBT agenda be integrated in every long-term care and assisted living facility in the state. And all staff members must receive regular LGBT training. Those who fail to do so are liable for civil and criminal punishment. Now, hang on, friend, hang on. Didn't the President of the United States say there's only 2 genders? Didn't he say that? Paul, what do you think about this since you sent this to me? Folks, this is the conflict. This is the upheaval that has to happen. This has to happen in order for us to stand up and push back against all this stuff. Paul, any comment on it? Doesn't matter if you don't.
Isn't it the way we're all doing it? It's all happening in the United States. They're just bypassing due process. They're bypassing anything that we used to know as, you know, the law, right?
They didn't bypass Biden, though, did they, Paul?
Oh, God, no.
No, they didn't bypass him. Everything he said was good to go, baby, right?
Yeah.
But when common sense legislation reoccurs, look what happens.
But in this case, if you scroll down, what does this mean? This means that elderly people will be subject to some transgender in their room or some pedophile in their room, and they'll have to get a woman will have to get cleaned in front of a man, and it's homosexual sex will be allowed in the nursing homes.
Paul, it's right on the screen. If a man claims to be a woman, he can't be denied the right to share a bedroom or restroom with an actual woman. This is nursing homes, friends. A staff member who fails to use a resident's opposite sex name or chosen pronoun is guilty of discrimination. Men must be allowed to dress like women and use makeup, jewelry, and cosmetics. Consensual homosexual relations between residents must be allowed. Huh? School that. Folks, this is make-believe stuff, isn't it? This is made-up stuff. How could this be? Huh? HIV-positive people may not be discriminated or treated differently. Facilities must provide access to transition nursing homes. Old people.
LGBT
related events must be all staff must receive regular training every 2 years on a long list of LGBTQI issues plus training in non. Oh, see, we're at war, baby. We're at war. Okay, I got about 10 more things, but I'm going to shut up for a minute. Come on in. Come on in. Somebody. David Arthur, your hand's still up. I don't know if you didn't take it now.
Hey, Coach, yeah. So that is what's happening right now in Maine. Child Protective Services is removing children whose parents either dead name them or misgender them. It is now considered child abuse to not affirm your child's chosen gender or chosen pronouns or chosen name. So it's happening right here in Maine right now, where Child Protective Services has removed children from their homes because their parents are now being blamed for child abuse for not affirming their delusion or their mental disorder or their spiritual warfare.
Amen. So for Republicans, I hate to use the term Republican, right? But Donald Trump mandates common sense sexual identities, and look what the left does. Look what the left does. What if Kamala Harris was president? Hey, friends, look. You can't be pure in your voting. You can't be pure in your voting. I understand that the lesser of two evil is still evil. I get it. I get it. I get it. But so they're going to ask me whether I'm going to vote to kill all males or just half of the males. I'm going to vote to kill just half of the males. Aren't you going to do that? And so we get confused in our politics because the Republican Party is wicked, wicked, wicked with a lot of things that they do. I'm going to tell you this, Donald Trump ain't Kamala Harris. Donald Trump ain't Joe Biden. Is everything perfect with Trump? Hell no. Hell no. I got my eye on that guy. George, come on in, George Howard.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that's going on with the kids and just, and it goes way back too, but once you understand the birth certificate and everything that is behind the birth certificate, what the federal government has done to the parents in thinking that is their child. But once you claim a birth certificate, you're almost like the child is lent to you. It becomes a product of, I hate to say the word state, but I don't want to say country either, but to the government. And that's where a lot of my thinking is gone, that people are flipping out over. But once they understand the meaning of the birth certificate and really digging into it, we sign our rights away as parents to that child.
Yep,
and that's where all of this has come from.
The devil is subtle, is he not, folks? Is the devil not subtle? I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And see, there was a day when we could trust him. We could trust the government. But as George just kind of pointed out, man, when we sign everything over to him, we get what we deserve. Somebody come on in. I got 7 minutes. I got some other things I could pull up there. I don't know if I can get anything up there. In 7 minutes, it's going to be worth it. Jack. Come on in, Jack. Jack's on delay. He always is a little bit on delay.
Well, Coach, one of the things is we talked about that people are becoming more.
Yeah, upset. Just an interesting note on that LGBT thing. You can't hear me. Never mind.
I can hear you. Go, go. Oh, my goodness. See, Jack's listening on a different platform, and so it's delayed. Go ahead, Jack.
He's listening on a different planet.
Different planet. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, just saying that maybe we're, as the people, we're just not upset enough yet.
Not upset. It's not our mailbox yet.
We will. Yeah, I think they'll come around once it gets personal. It's just not personal to enough people. Yeah, and I think this is what part of the the strategy is to, I think, you know, if we look at the waves, so we had Trump in, we had the others in, and then you had Biden in, and he worked everybody into a frenzy, and now it's kind of calming back down. The different groups are getting worked up. See, that because we didn't hear anything about any of the other groups doing anything. Well, the left groups, all right, now that the guy on the right's in there, now the left groups are getting warmed up again. And
you know what,
the right groups are getting quiet.
Because the groups on the left know that they, how do I say this in a nice way? The people on the right, they abandon the culture because this is not their home. They're just passing through. The people on the left contend because this is their home. They don't believe that they're going someplace else. They're more committed to their cause than Christians are to ours. That's really all it is. Dale.
Well, Coach, plain and simple, Donald Trump, listen, love him or hate him, you know and I know Pastor Bill Dunphy would still be in a prison today. Cal Zastro would still be in a prison today.
Right.
All of Eva Adele, a Holocaust survivor, would be in prison today, Coach. You can hate him, but if that was your son, if that was your husband, that was your child, once again, right, Chad, it's your mailbox, then it means something.
It means something, but it's not personal enough to some of us. Lauren.
Good morning, Coach. You said something extremely profound. They're just passing through. This isn't their homeland. And that's what's all with all these illegals. This isn't their home. They're just passing through.
That's right.
You know, so that's a very profound statement if you ponder it for a minute. You know, and that's what they did. They brought people that this is not their home to uproot it and to make everybody who felt safe being here feel unsafe. And we live in a death culture, and the thing with abortion, that's worshiping death.
Amen.
Dismantling children, castrating them and making them non-sterile. It's a death culture.
Spencer, Psalm 78 real quick, Spencer. Psalm 78 real quick. Craig, quickly.
I can't do it quickly, Coach. So
okay. Okay. Psalm 78. Folks, here it is. Here's the gospel for you. I will open my mouth in a parable and I'll utter dark sayings of old, which we have known and heard because our daddies told us. Stop right there. You want to know why they're after the daddies? You want to know why they're after the home? Why? Because the daddies aren't going to hide it from their children. The daddies are going to show the generation to come about the Lord. They're going to teach them about the Lord. That's why the lefties, the God haters, that's why they grabbed the schools. That's why they infiltrated the schools. That's why they infiltrated the churches. Because why? Because the daddies are going to tell their children the praises of the Lord and his strength and the wonderful works that he had done. And they were going to scroll up, please. Why? Because he established testimony in Jacob. Jacob appointed a law in Israel, which he expanded that our fathers, they didn't make it known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare to their children that they might set their hopes in God, not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, which is the generation today, a stubborn and rebellious generation that set not their heart right, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. We lost the generational tag team handoff. The children of Ephraim is us. That's us. Being armed and carrying bows, the American church turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law. And they put out on their signs, everybody welcome. See you tomorrow.